Lecture topic, Tolerance and Forbearance, Part 2.
And every one of them said, let's talk about our husbands and we hold back nothing. You can imagine how juicy that discussion was. Read the hadith of Bukhari, my brother. For Allah's sake, stop reading this pornography. All this obscene things in our lives as escapism, as a third leg to the triangle. So 11 women sat down and each one. Now, if you go into that, it's a chapter of its own. And the words are very, very compact. Very, very compact. And that's the real question that I ask you in the Bukhari paper when you write in that, explain this, unpack this, elucidate this here. Anyway, amongst these 11 women, there was a woman there by the name of Umme Zara. She had great praises for her husband. She came out singing her husband, you know, he's an amazing man. He bought me this. He did this for me. Nabi Sassam narrated the whole tale. Then he said, Aisha, would you agree? Kuntu laki ka abi zar'in li ummi zar'in. Out of all those 11 women, she praised the husband. And she said, my husband Abu Zara' was a great man. Would you agree, Aisha? I have been no less to you. I am also like a Abu Zar to you. Oh, Aisha, look at how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat down, spoke the entire tale, explained it to her, made her understand and said, oh, Aisha, would you agree with me that I am also... You know, in this ayah, it is mentioned, it's a verse in Surah Zukhruf in the 25th juz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about woman and Allah says, أَوَمَنْ يُنَشَّأُ فِي الْحِلْيَةِ وَهُوَ فِي الْخِصَامِ غَيْرُ مُبِينَ أَوَمَنْ يُنَشَّأُ فِي الْحِلْيَةِ وَهُوَ فِي الْخِصَامِ غَيْرُ مُبِينَ Allah speaks about the woman that she's nurtured in jewelry. Meaning she grows up in that. That's her pride. And then Allah says, in acknowledgement to her condition, and not as a default to her, she's not articulate in her arguments. This is the verse of the Quran. And the scholars tell us, Bayanul Quran, that there are certain exceptions. I mean, certain woman lawyers, she'll put you one side, my friend. When she starts interrogating, you know what? where did I get? Where did I end up? So look, there's an exception, and that's mentioned in Bayanul Quran. And it's mentioned in the commentary of this ayah. It's in the nature of woman that when she argues, to support her argument, she produces irrelevant material. Wallah, Allah be my witness, I call my wife. Alhamdulillah, she reads Arabic and Urdu. I said, come here, man, for Allah's sake, listen to this. Read. We are not condemning. I'm saying Allah has created her like that. Does it not mean I need to be a bit more composed, calm, have a more balance? وَهُوَ فِي الْخِصَامِ غَيْرُ مُبِينَ So it's typical in her nature that when she supports her argument, she not comparing apples with bananas. Irrelevant, unrelated information is brought to support a view. And you're like, okay, can you get to the point, please? The point is over. It's okay. Honestly, when I have these counseling cases, when a sister walks in, the first thing I do, just as procedure, I put a box of tissue next to her. This is my standard procedure, no offense to her. Allah has made her like this. I am saying, can I have broader shoulders? Am I going to be threatening with talaq as a weapon there? My Nabi, I mean, look at this. The only human in the entire world that gave his 11 spouses blanket permission. You can speak about any part of my life to anyone. Can they, today if the wife says, I'll also tell. Yeah. I also know something. I know where you schooled. Don't worry. I know your life also. Yeah. So if she says, you know what? I'm going to go public. But then what they throw you with? I'm not famous. You're the famous one. You're the man that everybody talks about. So you better watch out. Me, nobody knows me. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He gave blanket consent. Take any part of my life and go and promote it. So our mothers narrated the most finer details of his private life. And to speak of his modesty in an era where he's absent of modesty, my mother Aisha Siddiqa said, Ma ra'aytu I never seen the private area of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in his entire life he never seen my private area. This is the noble life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So brothers, my message is quite clear. Like I said, I've only touched the surface. We've just touched the surface of one quality, and that's tolerance. Now I want to conclude on a note of also one incident in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are living, and currently in particular, going through a very gloomy period. Very gloomy, very dull economically, socially, morally. There's so many issues. Just look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in addition to his tolerance, how he touched the lives of people. And I want to share with you an amazing incident, how he touched the life. And hopefully that every one of us can stand up here and touch someone's life. Then wallah, I know my get together, my speaking here has secured benefit. After the battle of Uhud, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks at Jabir and he said, "Mali araka munkasiran ya Jabir." Jabir, you're looking very shattered, you're looking very depressed. Which is the average condition of any person today. He's depressed, he's shattered, there's issues at home, there's financial, the economic meltdown, retrenched, and there's a host of issues. Ra'aytuka jalisan mustaqbili fa'alimtu annaka lilhumumi qarinu hawwin 'alayka wa kun bi rabbika wathiqa fa'akhud tawakkuli sha'nuhu at-tahwinu. O Nabi of Allah, listen to what Jabir radiallahu anhu said. He highlighted his problems and how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam touched his life. And that's my message. I spoke about tolerance, that's the first thing. Let's become tolerant. Wallah, if you go home and I swear by Allah, you give your children tolerance, it will be more than a tangible toy. And if you give your wife tolerance, it will be more than a vacation abroad. If we can promote this within our circles, maturity, calmness, call for restraint, for integrity in the situation. So Jabir radiallahu anhu said, "Ustushhida abi." أستشهد أبي يوم أحد وترك عيالا ودينا. O Nabi of Allah, my father passed away in Uhud. Then he left behind siblings. I have young sisters. And he left behind overwhelming debts. So I'm the only son. I have to now take over the debts of my father. I got to get my sisters married. I got to get married myself. And obviously my father passed away. I don't know how things have unfolded for my father in Akhirah. So this is really my life and this is where I stand. So really depressed and shattered. Look at how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stage by stage empowered him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Jabir, let's start off with your father first." "Ala ubashshiruka bima laqiya Allahu bihi abak." Must I tell you the story of your father in akhirat? I said, "Please, O Nabi of Allah, that would be the best note to commence on." He said, "Ma kallama Allahu ahadan qattu illa min wara'i hijab." Allah did not speak to anyone but behind a veil. وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِن وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ الرَّسُولًا. The three ways through which Allah communicates with a servant and his bondsman. So Allah did not speak to anyone but behind a veil. وَإِنَّهُ أَحْيَا أَبَاكَ فَكَلَّمَهُ كِفَاحًا. But Allah revived your father, and without a veil, heart to heart, Allah spoke to him. Allah said, "Jabir," Allah told your father, "Sal u'tika," ask me, you're talking to me direct, I will give it to you. Jabir sat there, his father, and privileged with communicating with Allah behind a veil. And he said, "Ya Rabbi tuhyini fa uqtal thaniya." Allah, you know what's my desire? Revive me again so I represent my life. I have nothing else. So Allah said, "Well, that's not possible, because my declaration is that once you've died, you will not return to the world." So when Jabir had this, baraka wajhu Jabir sururan, there was a glow on his face. Wasurra sururan baligan lilladhi jara liwalidihi min alkaramati inda rabbi. He's elated, he's ecstatic that my father made it through in akhirah. One part of my concerns are over. He said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, I got overwhelming debts. How are we going to sort out this?" Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Give me a few days, one afternoon, I will meet you. You can call all your creditors, your fathers, tell them to sit down there." He had one little orchard and he had little dates. "I'll come there and I'll make dua, and after that you leave it to me, inshallah, we'll take it from there." So Jabir radiallahu anhu said, "I spoke to everyone, I asked them to be lenient. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming home and we'll sort you out, we'll pay you in full." Look at the youth of that day, how they assume responsibility. Allah's qasam today, how many parents I have seen that are paying the debts of their children. They are crying in their old age, paying the mistakes and the mishaps of their children. Paid his rehab fees, smashed the car, paid for that, messed up his marriage, looking after his children. What and what at old age, 60, 70, going through the challenges of fatherhood, when it's time for them to sit and enjoy. He said, Nabi alayhi salam came, he walked in the garden. Wada'a bil baraka, and he made dua. He said, right, Jabir, now don't count and start paying. That's all. Oh, Nabi Allah, it's done, it's done. Jabir radiallahu said, I lined them all up and I started paying. In my heart, I was happy enough if I paid everyone and I didn't even have one date left for me. Jabir said, I'm okay with that. Here it comes, everybody got paid and I had more than what I initially had. He said, I was happy if I came home clean. If I came home clean, everything cleared and I don't have anything, that's good enough for me. I come home, I said, لَقَدْ وَفَّ اللَّهُ ذِمَّةَ أَبِي. I told my sisters, I told everyone at home, Allah cleared the debt of my father. Again, Allah cleared, nothing of himself. How? طَافَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِالتَّمَرِ. Nabi Sassam came and he walked into the garden. وَدَعَى بِالْبَرَكَةِ. He made dua for barakat. فَجَاءَ اللَّهُ بِالْبَرَكَةِ. Allah brought blessings. Everybody is clean and clear, nothing left, and we have sufficient for ourselves. That is sorted out. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, I get married. We then go into Ghazwatu Dhatur Riqa. We join a particular campaign with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We return in from the campaign, and I am at the back of the group tagging along. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees me, qad ala jamalan ahmar bati'an. I was mounted onto a reddish camel which was very sluggish. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ma laka ya Jabir. Jabir, what happened? I said, abta abi jamali. O Nabi of Allah, my camel is giving me problems, man. And I got no motor plan. My motor plan expired also. Abta abi jamali. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, istamsik. Okay, Jabir, you said there. Na wilni hadhihi al-asa. That whoop you got, you give it to me. So, فَنَاوَلَ جَابِرٌ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْعَصَى. Jabir passed it on to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallam gripped it. What a Nabi he was. Even the animals knew who he was. Today's Muslim doesn't want to embrace his life. Jabir said, I'm like whooping the guts out of this thing and getting nothing. فَضَرَبَ بِهَا الْجَمَلَ وَزَجَرَهُ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gently struck it. مَضَى مُسْرِعًا. And the next thing, this thing had what? V-power. يَتَسَابَقُ جَمِيعَ الْإِبِلِ. It started excelling and overtaking all the camels. بَلْ أَدْرَكَهَا كُلَّهَا. I was at the back and the next best thing, I was right in front. وَعَجَبَ النَّاسُ مِمَّا جَرَى لَهُ. Everybody, Jabir, Jabir, what happened? See you later, brother. Zoomed past me. أَصَابَتْهُ بَرْكَةٌ. Jabir said, this thing got the barakat of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I know nothing more. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tapped it. Now, I'm not here to condemn anyone, but honestly, with respect, many of our mechanics, when they tap it, it gets worse. You know, you got one problem. You go to the guy nicely. Molna, your head needs skimming here. Your gasket is blown. All right. Now, like, what does it mean? She's losing sparks on one plug here also. All right. But if you don't mind, when I came, it was okay. I don't know how you made it. When they touch, it's a mess up. I'm just generally, no offense to anyone, but I have a car and I need to go to them, obviously. Jabir said, my Nabi touched, this thing is moving. Nabi Sassam came from the rear, he came back. Now, what I'm saying, my brother in this gloomy world, stand up and touch someone's life. That's what I'm leaving you with. Go tonight and touch someone's life. Whether it's your spouse or your child or your teacher or your parent, go and touch someone's life. That is who our Nabi was. Look at what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. He came to him, he said, كَيْفَ تَرَى جَمَلَكَ يَا Jabir? Jabir, how's she? هُوَ بِخَيْرِ. Oh, Nabi of Allah, she's moving like a dream. She's moving like a dream. مَا مَشَى مِشْيَةً قَبْلَهَا. Never did she move like this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Atabi'uni ba'iraka hadha?" Tabi, you don't want to sell me the scammer. Tabi say in my heart, I'm saying, Ya Allah, now that he's sorted out, now. Read the narration, Allah's Qasam. You don't want to be alive, you are in my heart, but now. What do I say? Where do I start? Waqad ufiya, now it's moving, everything is in order. Now to say it. I say, no problem. Balahabuhu, how can I sell it to you? Take it. And in my heart, I'm like. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, I can't take it as a gift. Bi'anihi. Wallah, man. Where do I start with the life of my Nabi? Allah, me my witness, I cry. I say, Allah, I got nothing. But you know in my heart how much I love him. Perfection on every level. Excellency to the pinnacle. Bi'anihi ya Jabir. Jabir, I'm not going to walk out with this free. You're going to sell him to me. So I said, oh, Nabi of Allah, you insisting and make an offer. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Akhadtuhu bi dirham. Jabir, one dirham, I take him. I take a camel. Jabir said, oh, Nabi of Allah, I don't wish to be rude, but that's like cheating. That's the words of the narration. Idhan taghbinani ya Rasul Allah. Idhan taghbana yaghbino. Oh, Nabi of Allah, excuse my word. For lack of another word, but Nabi Sassam said, okay, make it 2 dirhams. Nabi of Allah, let's be real now. Fabi dirhamain, fabi thalathati darahim. I said, no, this is not on, Nabi of Allah. Hatta balagha uqiyatan min dhahab. Nabi Sassam went up. Nabi Sassam has a plan behind, but he's playing with Jabir. He's engaged in Jabir. He's keeping him going. He's talking to him. He's dropping to his level. He's relating to his problem. Allah's Nabi, what has he got to do with this year? When Safwan ibn Umayyah looked at him and he had a whole herd of sheep. So Safwan looked at the sheep and he was staring at this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Yu'jibuka ma tara? You like what you see? He said, oh, that's the closest I can get to it. Look at it, you know. Like many people will say, you look at his beer, mashallah, Allah gave you a nice car. Yeah, look from far, my friend. Look from far. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you like what you see? He said, yes. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, okay, have it. He said, what? This is Islam. Islam doesn't believe in lottery. If the mutual bond and the spirit of giving is revived, we don't need these other forms of income. Because one Muslim believes when I give, Allah gives me more. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you like what you see? He said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, take it. He said, what did you say? Nabi Sassam said, I repeat, whatever sheep you say, it is yours. Here come Qurbani time, they don't negotiate 10 rand cheaper. He takes that sheep, he says, Ya qawm aslimu fa wallahi inna muhammadan la yu'ti ata'an ma yakhafu al-faqr. Listen, my brother, today I want to put the record correctly. This man hasn't come to take, he has come to give. And he gives in a manner, he doesn't fear poverty. He doesn't fear poverty. Allah gave us the ability to go to Damascus. Babu Sagir. We entered the graveyard. And you walk there is the grave of Bilal radiallahu anhu and Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum, 2 Muazzins of this ummah. Allah knows how we sobbed there. We stood at the grave of Bilal and this hadith is written there at his grave. When he had some dates. Nabi Sassam said, what's the heap of dates here? He said, O Nabi of Allah, I keep and I give. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't keep a heap of dates. Anfiq ya Bilal, wala takhsha min dhil arshi iqlala. Bilal, give. If you give in measure, he'll give in measure. Give without measure, he'll give without measure. This hadith is written on the grave of Bilal in Babu Sagir in Damascus. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Safwan ibn Umayyah accepts Islam. Anyway, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, okay, Jabir, 1 ounce of gold, how's that? فَتَذَكَّرَ أَنَّ لِرَجُلٍ عَلَيْهِ أُقِيَّةً مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ. At that time, Jabir radiallahu anhu realized he was owing someone 1 ounce of gold. He said, O Nabi of Allah, that's a deal. That's a deal. As it is, I'm owing. I realize now. So I will just take that money, pay that man, and you take the camel. Nabi Sassam said, it's on. Then he said, O Nabi of Allah, but now we've confirmed the deal, but if we're going to finalize it here, then how do I get to Medina? We've still got a long way to go from here. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, relax, laka dhahruhu il Madina, you ride it till Madina will talk. You get to Madina, when we get there, we'll sort out. But the deal is finalized. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, now I came and I'm holding it. Wallah, this is the narration. He said, initially I'm whooping it to move fast. Now I'm holding it back so it doesn't overtake Nabi Sassam. And this is, look at this here, brothers, you will cry. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, I'm pulling it back and then I'm coming close just to tag along behind Nabi Sassam. And he's riding and I heard him making dua for me 25 times. Allah must forgive me and have mercy on me. Allahumma ghafir li Jabirin. Nabi Sassam is comforting him, supporting him, morally giving him solace, helping him, making dua for him. Jabir said, I counted 25 times he took my name and made dua for me. Anyway, as we're getting close to Medina, Jabir radiallahu anhu said, now anxiety, the last stretch always is the longest. You land and then when they taxi to the bay, if they make you wait there at the airport, that 10 minutes can be longer than that flight sometimes. Anyway, Jabir radiallahu anhu said, now I started again moving fast. So Nabi Sassam said, وَمَا يُعَجِّلُكَ يَا Jabir. Read this in Bidaya, this whole is this hadith is referred to as قِصَّةُ جَمَلِ Jabir, the tale of the camel of Jabir. But I came across in all Arabic hadith, I'm sure, I don't know if there's translated versions about it. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, I started moving again. Nabi Sassam said, وَمَا يُعَجِّلُكَ يَا Jabir. Jabir, I told you to wait for me. He said, Inni hadithu uhdin bi ursin. Oh, Nabi of Allah, if you don't mind, I just got recently married. So, okay. Then look at what Nabi Sassam said. He's coming. You know, many times you travel with people and you get these people, they don't know lightheartedness. My brother, you must read the chapter on the jokes of Nabi Sassam also, please. Very straightforward and everything and no jokes and, to the book by the law. Brother, take it easy, man. Read the life of Nabi Sassam. He had everything in his life. With moderation, he had everything. They returning from battle. You couldn't be more spiritually hyped up than that time. It's the golden era, it's my Nabi. So when Jabir said he got married, Nabi Sassam said, Thayyiban am Bikran, you got married to a young girl or you got married to an old woman? My Nabi asked him. So Jabir said, Thayyiban, no, she's a bit elderly. So then Nabi Sassam didn't end, he said, Halla Bikran tu la'ibuha wa tu la'ibuk. Jabir, you should have gone for someone young, man. That's the words of the hadith. Jabir, halla bikran. Jabir, someone unmarried, spinster, never touched. Tula'ibuha wa tula'ibuk. I'm not going to give an explicit translation. We have sisters. Just modestly I say, basically you spend time together in seclusion. Why not someone young? But look at the maturity of the youth of that time. He said, oh Nabi of Allah, my father passed away. I had young sisters. I didn't want a wife of their age and she becomes one of them and they play together. I needed a spouse who mothers my daughters and yet becomes a partner to me. And I needed a dual angle from a woman. Hence I came with a matured woman. Nabi Sassam said, Asabta, you've done the right move. I salute your maturity. That's a brilliant move, Jabir. That's a brilliant move. Jabir radiallahu said, I came home. I got to Medina. And then we camped outside Medina so that the woman could prepare themselves. That was the hadith, لِكَيْتَمْ تَشِتَ الشَّعِثَ وَتَسْتَحِدُّ الْمَغِيبَ, that a woman dolls herself up to welcome her husband and receive her husband. The next day we got to Medina, I got home quickly, obviously, I want to share the experiences with my wife, meet with my spouse, share the bed. After everything, I said, hey, you know what? This is what happened with my camel, but Nabi Sassam wants to buy it now. I told my wife, now obviously you shared, you know the first night, I mean we all know we come back home and send the children to their nana or somewhere or whatever, and off the bell and take the phone plug out and whatever it is, and we'll be home early and everything, and it's, Allah has made it, and it's so amazing. I say this here, if a man comes to a healthy marriage, last week alhamdulillah I was in Lusaka for a program, there was a youth conference and I said this, if a man comes to a healthy marriage, it has sufficient strength to empower him to resist all the other problems of the world. Financially, economically, socially, politically. He is empowered sufficiently. But if he is booming on all fronts, financially, in his health, politically, the climate, but he comes to a miserable marriage, the collective empowerment that he received from all others cannot give him strength to resist the crisis in his house. But if you come to a happy marriage, then you come in home to Jannat on this earth, my brother. Then you come in. And if both of us have tolerance, we can move forward. If both of us have tolerance, we can move forward. So he says, I bounced it off my wife. She comforted me. She said, Jabir, don't take it personal. Tomorrow you go. Do what I'm saying. greet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then go tie the camel and say, Hada jamaluka ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah, here's your camel. Jabe said, yeah, I know what you say, but like my heart is in it, you know. But inshallah, I'll do what you say. So anyway, Jabir Radhiyallahu Anhu said, I came there, I tied the camel, and I'm like looking at it with a sore heart. But Allah's Nabi said it, so I'm compliant. I tie the camel, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is like leading me on, and he's playing me on. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is playing me on with this year. You know, it's going on and on. I ask you, my brother, we play with our child, right? And he punches you one, and then, oh, I got hurt. After 2 minutes, I said, no, wait, now it's enough. Now I'm not hurt. I need to do work. Move from here now. I need to get to reality. It's over. Jabir says, you know, it carries on for days. So I come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jabir, what is this? Jamaluka ya Rasulallah, Nabi of Allah, your camel you bought from me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yeah, right. Hada jamaluna. This is our camel. This is our camel. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started petting it and, you know, comforting it. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Bilal, take Jabir. A'tihi uqiyatam min dhahabin wazidhu. Jabir, take him quietly, give him his uqiyah, and give him much more. Give him much more than that uqiyah. Give him double, give him even more. This is Islam. What is the system of interest? Exploiting the desperation of another man. What does Islam say? Help the crisis of another man. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jabir, Bilal, go there, give him his uqiyah and give him more. So Jabir radiallahu anhu said, I walk, I came there, Bilal radiallahu anhu, take out the ounce of gold, he gave it to me, and then he gives me this extra. Now we like quietly take it, we don't ask questions also, you know. If it's coming, why, isn't it from Allah? I don't know, I remember that once one Mufti Sahib mentioned this. So Jabir is like, ma hadhihi ziyadatu ya Bilal. Bilal, but the agreement was made on 1 ounce gold. I mean, he said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I must give you this extra. So Jabir is like elated. This 1 ounce goes to the man I'm owing, and this extra comes my way. Maybe my luck is here. I can buy something else and see what happens on here. So anyway, I leave it. I take the money and I start walking. As I walk in, there shouts at someone from the rear, ya Jabir. So Bilal radiallahu anhu said, Ajib Rasulallah. Jabir, I think Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is calling you. Jabir then said, now I'm like, what's happening here? I need to get this puzzle in place here. So I'm walking very wary, and I come, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you got your money? Istawfayta thaman? You took your money? I said, yes, istawfaytu thaman. O Nabi of Allah, I took my full money. Wa jazakallahu ala hadhihi ziyada. And jazakallah for the bonus and the extra. Allah reward you abundantly. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, come here, Jabir. Khudh jamalak. Jabir, hold your camel and go. I said, what, O Nabi of Allah? The camel is yours, the money is mine. He said, Al-jamalu wa-thamanu lak. Jabir, I wanted to give you, so I did this whole ploy. How can I take from you your camel and your money? I'm saying, my brother, stand up and touch someone's life. Imagine you go and buy the car, you pay the money, and then he says, all right, jazakallah, here's your money back, here's the car, take both and go. Subhanallah. This is our Islam. So Jabir radiallahu anhu said, I am ecstatic. I'm over the world. I mount onto my camel. I got my conveyance moving at a swift pace. It has its major service done also now. So I don't anticipate any cost for the next few months. I got this uqiyah to settle this man. I heard glad tidings about my father in Jannah. My father's creditors are sorted out. My life is all order. Everything arranged in my life. On the way, I'm so excited. Laqiya yahudain ya'rifuhu. I meet a Yahudi friend. So he says, Jabir, what's up? I said, this is an ideal opportunity. Let me tell you about my Nabi. So he said, what? He said, you know what? My Nabi bought this camel from me for one uqiyah. When I gave it to him, he returned the camel and the money. He said, ishtara minka al-ba'ir thumma dafa'a laka al-thaman. You mean he purchased, gave you the money and returned the camel? I said, yes, that's my Nabi. This man was over the world. Now Jabir radiallahu said, I came home. Woman can make out from the knock, or even when you hoot, if there's good news or bad news. She knows exactly what's happening. Each woman knows, and each man knows his wife. When we understand exactly, sometimes you walk in, the face already tells you the domestic servant didn't come today. Nothing was said. You just walk in, and then you, one of your innocent children are a victim at that time. So you, I take my kitabs and I go away. So I can do some hadith research and everything. So Jabir Adhan said, I came home, I told my wife, open. She said, what? I said, Allah's Nabi gave me the camel and Allah's Nabi gave me the money. She said, Wallahi laqad dhanantu annahu yaf'alu dhalik. Jabir, when I told you take the camel and give it to him, Allah knows. I knew Allah's Nabi is too kind to take that camel from you. Allah knows in my heart, I knew he was just playing a trick with you. He's going to give you that animal back. That is Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, the whole reign of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, I rode that camel. And you know what sentimental value people, you know what people wanted to pay for this year? People, what people were paying for that shoe? How many millions and everything? For one shoe. For this camel, Jabir said she was taking price. I said, but I don't part with this, my friend. That's my baby. Jabir said the whole era of Abu Bakr, the whole era of Umar, towards the latter part of Umar, the camel became very sick. So then I spoke with Umar and I said, what do we do? Umar said, hand it over to the Baytul Mal. That's the best way you can donate it back to the Muslims. So I gave it back to the Baytul Mal. And he said, with regards to that extra, that one uqiyah, I paid the pen I was owing. But that extra money, that money lived with me and my family for years and years. That money never ended, was never depleted, was never exhausted. My brother, I am saying to you, in the name of Allah, stand up and become an embodiment of this character. Two messages I leave with you. Let it sink deep down. Allah give it to me, Allah give it to you. What is it? Let us stand up with tolerance. And let us go back and touch the life of someone. And in particular, our near and dear ones. Let us go and make a positive impact on the life. I have seen people like that in my life. Wallah, I have seen certain people that have touched my life, that there hasn't been a time that I haven't, where I have omitted their names in my du'as. Amazing, some people Allah has given them qualities. And this is the real thing. You know, there are people that request you du'as, but you forget. And there are people whose names you just cannot forget. This is an amazing thing. Whenever I travel in my humble travels, whenever I board the flight, then it's routine in Safar, I try and make du'a. And there are certain people whose names consciously comes. I mean, I'm a sinner. I have nothing to my credit. I'm saying, let's touch the lives of people. Their happiness will attract barakah. Allah favor us with tolerance and forbearance and make us an embodiment of these beautiful qualities. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا هيئ لنا من أمرنا مرفقا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.